Welcome to Christ Fellowship Bible Church radio program. Stay tuned for singing and the morning message.
Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with voices raised to Jesus. Sing to the King.
Good morning and welcome to Christ Fellowship Bible Church radio program. My name is Steve Willing and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church. Christ Fellowship Bible Church is an independent church that serves the Chrisfield Marion Station area, and we meet at 5910 Chrisfield Highway here in Marion Station. Our Sundays begin with Sunday school at 9 a.m. We have classes for youth and adults. Love to have you come and join us for that. Then following Sunday school, we have our worship service that begins at 10 o'clock. So since it's only about 8:32 or so, you have plenty of time to come and join us. Love to have you come. Just come as you are today. It's not something that's real formal, but if you're just ready to roll, come on out. 10 o'clock, our worship service starts. Then this evening, we'll be back for our night worship. That starts at 6 o'clock. And love to have you for that as well. That's just a modified version of our morning worship. So please feel free to come and join us for that. Then Monday night, we have youth group. Tuesday evening, we normally have our Bible study. This week, we are having our prayer meeting. We're starting to put together a series of prayer meetings, and this is going to kick us off. So we would love to have you come and join us for our prayer meeting tonight. We want to pray for our community, for our world, for our country. We're just a lot of different instances that are going on, individual needs. So please come out and join us. And that's going to be 7 o'clock Tuesday evening. Like I say, we're getting ready to begin a series of prayer meetings. Got a good program lined up and just looking for God to move on that. And we're just thankful that God has put it on our hearts to do such a thing. So Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock, we're having a prayer meeting, not a preaching session. We're just going to be going to prayer in the Lord. Wednesday, we head down to the nursing home here in Chrisfield for a time of singing and prayer and devotion with the residents. That's always a good time. The community is invited. That starts at 10 o'clock, and that's either on the second or third floor. We also have our men's and women's meetings. The men meet noontime at generally Water's Edge in Chrisfield on Wednesdays. And then the women meet Fridays at 12:30 at the Gathering Place. So you're welcome to join them anytime you would like. So that's Wednesdays at noon for the men at the at Water's Edge. And then the women meet at 12:30 Fridays for their meeting. At 12:30 Fridays at the Gathering Place. So with all that said, I've got a little song picked out here for us this morning that I pray the Lord would use, and it would just benefit your soul and spiritual health, and that you would just be thankful to God for all that He is and all that He does.
That He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. Peace out.
And that was my daughter Kayla singing for us, How Deep the Father's Love for Us. Just a beautiful song, and just remind us of God's goodness and certainly His love for us. And as the born-again believer in Jesus Christ, that the Scripture says that what can separate us from the love of Christ, and the bottom line is nothing. Right now I've got a sermon picked out here that I shared about a year ago for Mother's Day, and I do want to pause and wish all of our moms a happy Mother's Day today. It's just thank the Lord for my mother, who's gone on to be with the Lord now, but just thank God for her, because she was a blessing to my life, always prayed for me, lifted me up in prayer, and even when I wasn't living the way I should have been living, she consistently brought me before the Lord that at one day, thankfully, before she passed on, that I give my life to the Lord, and she was able to see all her children saved before she went to be with Him. So enjoy this sermon. The Bible tells us in the Proverbs 31, that's where we'll be. It's a scripture when we talk about moms and mothers and the role. But I want to point out just a few things today as we wrap up our Sunday morning service here. Proverbs 31, I'm going to read just a couple of verses. Verse 1, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. And then in verse 30, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, God, for your eternal word. And God, we know it is eternal, Lord, because Jesus has told us that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. We trust now, God, that as it is read, it is heard, and God, as it is faithfully preached, that, Father, it would not return void, but it would accomplish that of which it's of the purpose of which you sent it forth to do. Bless now, God, all of us here in the hearing and the reading of it. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. You may be seated. We look at this passage of Scripture in the first verse. The words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. Lemuel is considered by some to be that of Solomon. We don't know that to be for sure, but if it would be the case, his mother would have been Bathsheba. And Bathsheba was one who had experienced enough up and downs in life as a mother, as a wife. She had experienced some things during that of the reign of David and watching David die and then going on to be the queen mother to Solomon, if that was the case. But regardless of whether it was or not, we want to understand that King Lemuel, that this was something of which his mother taught him. The Bible tells us the words, this rest of this whole chapter, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. I would pause here and I would ask all of us this morning, what did your mom teach you? What were some of the things that your mother taught you? I look back on my own life. Some things were direct instruction. Some things she just sat me down, had some instruction. Tying shoes. My mother who taught me how to tie my shoes. It wasn't so much I watched others and picked it up. She taught me how to tie shoes. Other things that may have come about that we just watched our moms.
We watch the things they do, not that she was really looking to teach us anything at that point, but we would watch her, and that would be an example for us. Yesterday, we were cleaning some crabs to pick them out and eat them, and I learned how to pick crabs from my mom. She didn't really set me down one day and say, this is how you do it, but I just watched her. I watched her, and through the years, I was able to pick up just that technique, not that I'm fast or really any good at it, but I was able to watch, and I learned. She taught me things. One instance I remember, and I think I've shared this with you before, she taught me not to blaspheme one time, and that was by direct instruction. I took the name of the Lord Jesus in vain one day, and she slapped me hard enough that it was something I would never do again in front of her. She certainly got my attention. So that was a quick lesson, one that I still remember to this day, and that was probably, oh, my goodness, I guess that's been almost 40 years, maybe 38 years ago. But what did your mother teach you? When you look back on your life, we pause today, even as the church, we look to honor God above all things, but we also, on this date, it's been set aside to honor moms. And what did your mother teach you? Some of us may have good remembrances of our mothers and some things they taught us. Some maybe not so. But the question is that I pose, what did she teach? Lemuel, as we read here, there were things that his mother taught him. And what we want to understand today, the importance, as Lemuel would note at the end of Proverbs 31 and the whole book itself, that charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. Something his mother taught him. That charm is deceitful, beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. So apparently this king's mother, that she had the understanding of the fear of the Lord. And that would be important for us today when we pause and we think about mothers who were a godly influence in our lives. We may have not all had that. But we today can begin, as we look at what the Bible teaches us about that of parenting and grandparenting and showing the way of truth. As the scripture says, that King Lemuel's mother taught him something, and one of the things she did teach him was that, noted, that a woman who fears the Lord, that she is to be praised. I pause this moment and think, for all of us, the godly influences that we've had in our lives, those who have shaped us, helped to shape us spiritually. I know my mother did. She was a great influence on me, spiritually speaking. Not that in my younger years I lived the way I should have lived. Renegade, rebellious, did not do the things of which she specifically instructed me. Should have. Hindsight is always 20/20. I can look back and see that I should have then, but I didn't. But I can only imagine that for myself and my brother and my sister, that she laid claim to the truth that God said that you bring up a child in the way that he should go, and that when he is old, he will not depart from it. Pointing people by the fear of the Lord of which they had, and that was what was used in, we speak of the Hebrew mindset, the fear of the Lord, that would be what they would term as their religion. That as we are taught the things of God and how they shape us and mold us, the Bible tells us over and over in Proverbs, there's several verses that we could turn to. One comes to mind when we look at Proverbs all the way to the beginning of the book, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8. It says, "My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your," what, "mother." Because when we have godly influence in our lives, they are pointing us. And all of us today that are godly, that are saved people, we want to be godly influence. We want to be godly influence to those that are in our families, whether we are a father or a mother. We want to be the influence. We want to be able, as it was with King Lemuel, and he would be pointed in a certain direction by his mom because of the fear that she had of the Lord in her life. She feared the Lord. And the Bible says that a woman such as that is to be praised. Praised among men and praised among God. That they are to be exalted in that. One of the things of which we see when we deal with the teachings of a mother being taught by father and mother, that if those things are forsaken, if those things are forsaken, it does not bear well with that child, with those people. Proverbs, it spells out several verses concerning that when you forsake the law of your mother, when you depart from those truths, how that your lamp would go dark, how that it would be hard on you all the days of your life. And I can see that scripture coming alive more and more as I look back on my own life, that when I departed from those truths of which my mother, father, those around me that were godly had instilled, looked to instill in my life, and I left those, and how that worked hard against me. We see it today when people depart from truth, when they depart from godliness. We see individuals that want to find their pleasure elsewhere instead of their pleasure being in honoring and serving the Lord. We can see it in drunkenness. We can see it in overdoses. We can see it in adultery and fornication. We can see it in a variety of ways that sin rears its head. We see it. It's evident. It's very evident. It's what the Apostle Paul said, that the works of the flesh, that they are evident. When we just want to work out our lives by what our own selfish, fleshly desires are, we see it's manifested itself. I noticed the sign coming down the road Friday, there at the state police barracks, they are looking for more state troopers. It's not that sin has decreased in this world. It's not there's become a lull and there's less crime. It's still out there and will be until the end. We need more individuals who are a godly influence in our children's lives, our grandchildren's lives, those of which God has given us the opportunity to influence, just as King Lemuel's mother set him on her knee one day and taught him things. A few of those things that we read, we move forward in that 31st chapter. She says, "What, my son, and what, son of my womb, and what, son of my vows?" She says this, "Do not give your strength to women, nor give your ways to that which destroys kings." Don't give your ways to women or ways that destroys kings. She's pointing him to a life here of purity. And that is also something of which we today, as the people of God, look to teach, to influence others, to walk in a way of which is pure before the Lord. There were times when my mom, she did her best to instruct me in those things, to point me in a way which would not degrade myself or others, giving your strength to women, or in ways which would destroy kings, ways which would be impure. We think of things like, when we speak of destroying kings, that of maliciously gossiping, things of which would be said about those in power and those which would bring harm to their being. But is that something of which we today, when we think of the influence that we have, do we teach that of purity? Do we not only sit down with direct instruction, but do we emulate that before those of whom we have influence over? Purity. That's important today. To remain pure. Today, when we speak along the lines of what she was directed at in verse 3, first and foremost, giving your strength to women, that fornication is rampant. That sex outside marriage is just the norm now. And that should not be. It should not be named among the believer. That's not something of which we, as we know what the Bible commands us, that sex outside of marriage is sin. That's what it calls it. Totally. And here is King Lemuel's mother as she is speaking to him not to go that way. And if this would happen to be Solomon, we see the toll that that took on Solomon's life. We see how Solomon, if it were to be so, it played out in his life, that he took on many wives, many concubines. And the end result was that they would come in and lead him astray to worship other gods. They would take him somewhere of which God had warned him beforehand of where he would go. But do we today model a purity? Do we model a purity for our young people? Do we model a purity for that of those that we, again, have influence over? Because it is important. Because we do live in a day that sexual promiscuity, that that's in vogue, that it's okay, that whatever feels good, feels right, you just do it. And the Bible tells us that such thinking and such actions, that is sin. The second thing of which we see that King Lemuel's mother had taught him, it says, "It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted." The second thing that we see that King Lemuel's mother had taught him was that of sobriety, being sober-minded, not to be a drunk. And I think this, it carries just beyond, it goes beyond just that of drinking intoxicating liquors, which we know that the Bible tells us that too with drunkenness is sin. But she lays out what happens when people do engage in that and they are not sober-minded, whether it was because of alcohol or some other influencing type of drug, or whether they are just not thinking along the lines of godliness. Because it says here, if we are not sober-minded, he says the king will forget the law and he'll pervert justice. So when we talk about that of our influence over, over those around us, children, grandchildren, those that God has put in our realm of influence. We should be a people that are marked as a just person, that is fair, regardless of that we would be sober in all of our thinking. Not that we, as James had to direct his people that he had influence. If we read in the book of James, we see that even in the early church, that there were those who were perverting justice. What they were doing was giving the better seats in their places of worship. They were giving the better seats to the rich, and they were making the poor kind of stay in the back. It's not to be so, as James would say, among us. It's not to be so. That we, as the body of Christ, that we are equal in Him. That we are the people of God, one of many members within the body. And the Scripture tells us that we should be just in our doings, to be honest. Do we emulate that? One of the things, again, that as we look to think back on things that were taught to us, were we taught to be true and just and honest in our dealings? Not playing favorites, but being truthful, as the Scripture would outline. Thirdly, the Bible says in verse 8, it says, "Open your mouth for the speechless in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and of the needy." One of the things of which we see King Lemuel's mother stepping out to do, or teaching him, was that there needed to be those that would look out after those who are less fortunate. Those who have not been in the position of which you were graciously granted. Because there needs to be those that would step up. That would step up to the plate for those, as he notes here in verse 9, "Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause for the poor and the needy." We are called as the church overall, and I'm thankful that this church has the mindset, something of which we had hoped from the very inception when we began this, that we would always be looking to help. Not that that would be our main mission, not that we would be driven by it, but that we would have, within our understanding, the ability to be a help to those that are in need, regardless of whether they're rich or poor. Here it points out again to plead for the cause of the poor and the needy, because they would be outcast, looked down upon. They would not have the money if they had to go to court and really get the best lawyer of the day. But as we come today, that it's a cause for us to look out after one another. And that is something, friends, I would hope that we are emulating today.
And dear friends, that's all we've got time for this morning. If you would like this message or any other in its entirety, please feel free to call 410-623-2401. Drop us a note in the mail, 5910 Crisfield Highway, Marion Station, Maryland, 21838. Look us up on Facebook, or you can look us up on that of our website, www.christfellowshipbiblechurch.com. We also have podcasts. You can find them there at Christ Fellowship Bible Church at fireside.fm. God bless you all. Have a happy Mother's Day, and have a wonderful week in the name of the Lord. Affections are for